Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Riv Ethics. My name is Evelyn Membre Asimia. I'm a legal practitioner of over 20 years. I work with the Ministry of Justice in Rivers State and also the National Secretary of the International Federation of Women Lawyers, FIDA Nigeria. But just before we begin, let us take an opening message from My Excellency, Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Yesonwiki, the initiator of Riv Ethics.
Good people of River State, I bring you greetings today and welcome you to another episode of River Ethics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that women are the backbone of every family, community and society. They deserve our support. This episode is in commemoration of the United Nations International Women's Day, which comes up every year on March 8th. And please don't forget the guidelines to help us stay safe from COVID-19. Like all the past global pandemics, it will soon be a thing of the past. Stay alive by observing the safety protocols. International Women's Day is a time to reflect on the progress made, to call for change, and to celebrate acts of courage and determination by everyday women who have played extraordinary roles in the history of their countries and communities. The future is better with women at every table where decisions are being made. Trailblazing women like Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala have been claiming their space and demanding women's inclusion and equality throughout history, and now it's on us. Across all sectors, communities and societies, women have key contributions to make to leadership. From politics and corporations to sports and science, technology, engineering and mathematics, diverse leadership benefits everyone. Leaders need to represent the people they serve to best understand their wants and needs. With women still occupying just one quarter of seats in parliaments around the world, political representation is the clearest evidence of the gender power gap. Women are less likely to be entrepreneurs and face more disadvantages starting businesses. Women also face intersecting and multiple forms of discriminatory practices at the workplace that keep them from advancing in their careers and claiming leadership positions, such as sexual harassment, the gender wage gap, and lack of family-friendly policies. By taking bold steps to demand for equal pay for work of equal value, zero tolerance policies for workplace sexual harassment, and equal representation of women in boardrooms, women can shift policy and culture so that more women can claim leadership positions in the world of work. On this year's International Women's Day, with the theme Women in Leadership, Achieving an Equal Future in a COVID-19 World, we are celebrating women's leadership in all forms and calling for women and feminists around and across the world to claim their space in leadership and decision making. Let us listen to our guest speaker as she sheds more light on this subject. She is Mrs. Evelyn Asimie, a lawyer and National Secretary, International Federation of Women Lawyers, FIDA, Nigeria. Please enjoy the episode and put the lessons learned to very good use as we realize that it takes both gender working together to make our society more beautiful, better, and safer for everyone to live in. Our loving Rivers people, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Ihurun anu meka o ndeje arizika ndo gbakwa ekwere US ehenku coronavirus be ehenku ke wehalegu misi ke yogwo hia obukini ha yeme na ohuna yibochira hosono igorun cha nomini na osomaka mgbenu bobla Hosunu ikusiri okpa aka n'anya ma n'imi ma ọ bụ ọnị ịkwabala ọkpa ma ọ bụ n'ọsansa hụmasịnụ ikpuchimere ọnị mgbe nụba ọbụla richie ihe n'ọkwụsamahụ ọbụla ịkpala maka mgbe nụba ọbụla gworu mmanụ betega n'aka ka egbuga ihe ọkụ tekpata n'aka mgbe nụba ọbụla ịkpala m ha aka ize kọmfe agida abadụzi lelee ọrụ ekpere ma ọ bụkwa bebeli gabadụ ma ọ bikwa meelị kezinụ ọdọbiri ọdọbiri ize n'ụwa ga-esi ezi kpuchime imi ma n'ọnị mgbe nụba ọbụla ịgbasịba ada aka ma ọ bụkwa ọbagidebada ibe nda ha eme na ọmaha ya evu ehe ọkụ nyekọ ya enwe ha ehe bịa akụ nyekọ yazi na-akpa ọkwa shiriri ike nyekọ yazi na-enwe inwe olu ma ihe ogbugbu ya nụrụ isi ọkpụkpụ nda ha kwesịrị ome na ọbịkwa ehi na ọnọdụ kebụrọma kwụsịnụ iri jiri rụwọ mgbe nụba ọbụla ribe ọkpụkpọ wiri na-atamasị mkpụrụ isisi mgbe nụba ọbụla kwụsịnụ ịnwụ gamini nkarị nkarị mgbe nụba ọbụla kwụsịnụ inye gara ehi oge ojikwata anyara nkarị nkarị gbalị n'okwụsama ma ọzakwata ọrọ mgbe nụba ọbụla nda ha kwesịrị ome ma ahụ na evu ehi akụkọ sukwu ndị ọrụ anụ kebokuga ncdc na gringrin 08097000100 biko hụsịnụ ijiri aka anyị na-edigbo ehi ịsọkọnye n'ihe ọbụla maọbụ ezinụlọ ka evu ehekụ coronavirus abekwule m nye chigali rivers state nwa anyị yeso ezenwonwike n'ihi na ọgbarịga nọchihala ehekụ kebokuga coronavirus na ele rivers state deji arizika bụ ndị ọgbakọ ekwere usa anụmekao.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Riv Ethics on Radio, and my name is Evelyn Membre Asimia. I'll be speaking on the celebration of International Women's Day. The International Women's Day is a global day celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. The day also marks a call to action for accelerating gender parity. Significant activity is witnessed worldwide as groups come together to celebrate women's achievements, and it's marked annually on March 8th. One of the most important days of the year for us as women, because we're celebrating women's achievement, we're raising awareness of women's equality, we're lobbying for accelerated gender parity, and even fundraise for some female bodies. Through ancient and modern history, women have collaborated and led purposeful action to redress inequality in the hope of a better future for their communities, for their children, and for themselves. Whether through bold, documented action or through a humble resistance, it has been recorded that women have always moved for a change. And along the way, one particular powerful collaboration led to the formation of a globally united movement, which is now known as the International Women's Day. This started in the early 1900s, and these women forged purposefully to seek for equality. Today, it is more than a century that the body has moved, and we have been celebrating the International Women's Day, the first event held in 1911. What are the values that guide this International Women's Day? We have 10 values that have been identified that guide the International Women's Day. And these are justice, we're seeking for justice, dignity, hope, equality, collaboration, tenacity, appreciation, respect, empathy, and forgiveness. Those are the values that guide the International Women's Day. It's an opportunity for us to reflect on the progress women have made so far, and then to call for change, to celebrate the acts of courage and determination by ordinary women who have played an extraordinary role in the history of their countries and communities. This year, the UN Women have announced the theme for the International Women's Day, which is Women in Leadership, Achieving an Equal Future in a COVID-19 World. So we're going to be speaking on this theme, Women in Leadership, Achieving an Equal Future in a COVID-19 World. The theme seeks to celebrate the tremendous efforts by women and girls around the world in creating a more equal future and recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. No one government, NGO, corporation, or women's network, or media hub is solely responsible for this celebration. Every human being can relate to the achievements, the tenacity of a woman, right from when she's pregnant, down to the delivery of the baby, to grooming. We could see what women did through the COVID-19 pandemic. So many were the sole providers of their home. Every woman is an achiever. Women leaders and women organizations such as FIDA, the organization I belong to, have demonstrated their skills, their knowledge, and networks to effectively lead in COVID-19 response and recovery efforts. Majority of the countries that have been most successful in stemming the tide of the COVID-19 pandemic and responding to its health and broader socio-economic impacts are headed by women. For instance, the heads of the government in Denmark, Ethiopia, Finland, Germany, Iceland, New Zealand, and Slovakia have been widely recognized for the rapidity and decisiveness and effectiveness of their national response to the COVID-19 pandemic. We must say that during this COVID-19 pandemic across the world, women faced increased domestic violence and still facing that, unpaid care duties, unemployment, poverty. Despite women making up a majority of frontline workers, we know they are there as nurses, as midwives, as cleaners, as even doctors. Yet there is an inadequate representation of women in national and global COVID-19 policy spaces. For example, through the data put together by FIDA Nigeria, we discovered a 30% increase in domestic violence. Also, the unpreparedness of the first responders, such as the police, the health workers, to address the issue of an increase in domestic violence during a lockdown. It took the cry out of several NGOs for the government to declare a state of emergency in this situation. We are also aware that at a point, the Inspector General of Police had to ensure that the gender desk of the Nigerian police force was activated to respond to this issue. And so in such situations, you put the women behind. How will they be able to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic or help out if they are not empowered and equipped? Let's go on a short break and we will be right back.
Biamda gbanantan kuye dangenu akilozi an poro dumelo ale dumpiane akura coronavirus ena adab siralo ale ayalo ena idabdo kumalo coronavirus dab ayiro temakumalo piano odabaro dodo kasi bon bugi ale eregenu odabaro lo poro dumelo dab ayiro lo ale ne alelo da abaro su ababu da abaro den da abaro bion da abaro egan da baroton eb me si de otemason nason obonte onge kagarabe esiamia buloa nason au agalo ken eserepiogi darange ko pie neba ere lo dumelo dab lele melo ale oe lua namane ale ne abe lebudona dumelo buiparo coronavirus dab afe son ako coronavirus be pia e onge be nekmana be ogralo zine dab tema lo poro dumelo Medo bobo ne, suanko coronavirus na ere boa, nko donason, mwae deza suanko coronavirus na ere boa, piena uga, doken ili doa ya, idap mwae den sa mwako I ere lo dumelo, le ane lo esu no beke, nunga ba a dedene son, lo ba a lere, donanu odap do na e mwako oton alo ne a e ere do poro dumelo, ale ne lo ye a dume. Mwako o subabu logone owa a logone uwalo le odab tonto tonage me bari ekbega idu.
Why are you so selfish? Why don't you care? I don't know why we hate our fellow man. Why must you try to block his way all the time? You see, the fault is not in him, it's in you. Don't just look helpless. Come on, brace up. Do the best you can and leave the other men alone.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio, and my name is Evelyn Membre Asimia, and speaking on the topic, Women in Leadership in the COVID-19 Era. We're talking about equality. And the campaign team chosen by the UN this year is hashtag Choose to Challenge. A challenged world is an alert world, and from challenge comes change. So I call on everyone to choose to challenge. Let's challenge ourselves, Let's challenge our political leaders. Let's challenge the men, the women, the boys, the girls. It's a call for women's rights to decision making in all areas of life. A call for equal pay. A call for equal sharing of unpaid care and domestic work. Who says that a woman that sits at home and takes care of the child and cooks and cleans should be unpaid? An end to all forms of violence against women and girls. And health care, services that would respond to the needs of women. You find girls that are raped and are treated badly and they do not have where to run to. We're glad that some states have begun to set up the Sexual Harassment Response Centers, which is known as SHARC. We have generally seen politics as dirty and maybe correct, but therefore women should not get involved. But I stand to say here that this is a lie that has denied the women the space for leadership. Women have to come out of their hiding. I choose to challenge the women to get into the political space. Elizabeth Cody Stanton said, "The best protection any woman can have is courage. Let's have courage to join political parties, to come up and take up leadership position." We have seen with the pandemic that we cannot keep relegating women to be caregivers, traders in the marketplace, school teachers, because these kinds of jobs suffered more during this period. Another setback to women's involvement in leadership is the continued sexual harassment and office bullying in the workspace. Several customs do not even permit women to have a voice in the public. They cannot be traditional rulers, they cannot sit in decision-making councils or body, or even take up any form of leadership role. We must resist such obnoxious customs. We won't resolve the leadership crisis in our societies today if we don't have more credible women getting involved in leadership. Technology is key to the advancement of women in leadership. COVID-19 has exposed us to that reality. There is now the need for more online jobs, businesses, whether you are selling or buying. There is now the need for more women to be knowledgeable in technology. The use of the emails, the use of various apps, the use of our phones for businesses and for trainings and for jobs. Therefore, there is a call, as we celebrate women today, for more trainings for women in the technological sphere. We cannot keep saying it's a man's job. We need to choose, as women also, to challenge ourselves to get the requisite technological knowledge to prepare ourselves for leadership roles. Today, as we celebrate women around the world, we do not need to look far. Our mother and wife of our dear governor is one great woman to celebrate. Your mother is next. Remember how she labored and did not give up on you. What of your wife, your sister, daughter, or female friend? Every woman is worth giving a chance to contribute to our society. Whether it's in the educational sphere, whether politics, whether in our communities, wherever we find ourselves, let's choose to build a woman up. Let's give equal opportunity to the woman to have a say. Let me share with you a statement by Kamala Harris, the recently elected first female vice president of the United States of America. And she said this: "If we do not lift up women, everyone will fall. Where you have a happy home, you have a happy society. Who builds up the home? It is a woman. So therefore, let's lift up a woman today that we might all be lifted." Let's go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Eyaminapo, he was your biton kriki some efama bate. Me was your pimere ane coronavirus. Coronavirus me ane wa brake lama bai. Bokona igbiki na jai jana te brake lama barai bo. Brake lama te wa brake wamne torong bo bibi beri lama mbebe ane wa laba. Coronavirus me olona ojo frena piki ine inyosra mie anike buare. Obi goye 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 yana warad. Koma, mi coronavirus me sita itobi anigwo yenya na anikomo piki dumo duma. Ende wake nimi bebara, mi obi me anisike olona mayana duwe akom na nengim. Anikomo brake elamam, aniane enak pekim, anilaba. Borbo engere, ina anike inweni ende preba. obi ibu emite coronavirus me elam bebe idu mobia trere omongi wapeke anekom aniana nyanam imbodu warisom tobra miakuma coronavirus me walabia osonke sikopela brake ebra sekre maburo mira perina piki olomolom mabu obu sikima tombike tomi peridumo onwe ekon odokote wa misi obi meke jumojuma prima eyamena ebu erem eyolar ofre gba enwarare ekpe foko foko iyo sera bebe sake fama mate ibu mie paka make eyarare be anubama wepre ibi saki yemie anese ni buromam.
Have you ever thought how to improve your state? A little help from you goes a long, long way.
We've got to work together, so come on, brother, let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way to make River State a better state.
If you do good, oh, you do for yourself. If you do bad, now you sabi, oh. If you do bad, oh, oh,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you do bad, oh,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and carry am.
If you give person wahala,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person mago mago,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you do good, you do for yourself, brother. If you do bad, now you sabi yo. If you do bad, yo, sister,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, mago mago,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you give person wahala,
now you go take your head and carry am.
No do bad, you.
Now you go take your head and carry am.
No play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and
carry am. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rip Ethics on Radio, and my name is Evelyn Membre Asimir, and we've been talking about women in leadership achieving an equal future in a COVID-19 world. I have been sharing with us the need to challenge every woman to take an equal space in leadership. We've discovered, for example, in our African society, the role of patriotic power. And that it plays out both in politics, in education, and in economy. We find in some societies and in some communities, the girl child is refused education. She said she's relegated to go and be a wife or to work in the farm. This has hampered the progress of women, especially in leaders. We need to take proactive measures to assert our request for quotas for women to be equally represented in all aspects of life. Several years after the cry for affirmative action, we still have a poor representation of women in our leadership positions, in our leadership spaces. Let's take a look at the Senate today, or the House of Representatives. It is not something to even talk about. We've gone down the lane instead of getting better. But what you have a commendation is the declaration by the Governor of Rivers State, our Governor, Chief Barrister Mwong Nyesomwike, that the Vice Chairman of all local government areas in Rivers State must be females. Not only did he do that, we can see a full representation of women in all political appointments. This is worth commending. We challenge other states and the federal government to do same. Another issue is the political will of our leaders to implement the instruments of law that are in place to protect women. Several laws, such as the Violence Against Persons Prohibition Act and also a law in states, have been passed. The child's right law have also been enacted in almost all the states in the Federation. But the implementation of these beautiful laws have been very poor because the mechanism for its implementation has not been put in place. Women can't keep going on begging and advocating for recognition and equality. The time has come to just like the campaign team says, the time has come for us to choose to challenge. In closing, may I once again call on every woman to take up this challenge, to prepare yourself for the various leadership roles that we have in our society. Like I have said earlier on, technology is key. We need to build our technological skills. We need to build our leadership skills and build our courage to take up the leadership position. Every woman is worth giving the chance to contribute to our society. Let's build her up. Let's give her an equal opportunity to have a say. Let's lift her up. Happy Women's Day, and thank you for listening.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rave Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.reveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Reve Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via @ReveEthics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on reveethics@gmail.com. The Reve Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info, 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers, 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.